year.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western powers on Monday called for calm in Bangladesh after long-ruling leader Sheikh Hasina fled, with the United States saluting the military for forming an interim government rather than cracking down further on protesters. The United States called on all sides in Bangladesh to refrain from further violence as bullet-ridden bodies were strewn across hospital floors and looting swept the capital, Dhaka.
Too many lives have been lost over the course of the past several weeks, and we urge calm and restraint in the days ahead.
U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on Monday there will be a standing army of specialist officers to help deal with street violence that has been sweeping the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more from London.
With reporters, the newly elected British Prime Minister underlined two further measures.
We'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline.
Earlier on Monday, Starmer held an urgent meeting of the government's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, to develop a response to the far-right violence across Britain, which he describes as mindless thuggery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Multiple Russian missiles and drones targeted the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and its surrounding area on Monday evening, with authorities deploying air defenses in response, officials said. The blast began just after 11 p.m. local time, and a trail of light from what appeared to be an air defense missile could later be seen.